Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Raymond Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call, hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijeet Kundu from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I would like to welcome all the participants in the earnings call of Raymond Limited. I have with me Mr. J. Mukund, who is the Head of Investor Relations of Raymond Limited. Without taking further time, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukund. Over to you, Mukund.
Thank you, Abhijeet. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our 4Q FY 2023 earnings call of Raymond. I hope you would have received a copy of our results presentation. Today, I would like to urge you to go through this along with the disclaimer slides. We have with us from senior management, Mr. Amit Agarwal, Group CFO, Mr. Sunil Kataria, CEO of Lifestyle Business, Mr. Harmohan Sahni, CEO of Realty Business, and Jatin Khanna, Head of Corporate Development. Now, I would like to hand over the call to our Group CFO, Amit, who will give you a brief summary of quarterly performance before we open up for Q&A. Over to you, Amit.
Thank you, Mukund. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the earnings call to discuss the results of the fourth quarter of fiscal 2023. Let me start with a brief overview for the quarter. The quarter took off slowly as the discretionary spends were less at the backdrop of inflationary pressures, resulting in toned-down impulse purchases by the consumers. However, the winter weddings provided some tailwinds to the quarter, and that saw an uptick in our fabric and apparel offerings. As the quarter progressed, we witnessed increased momentum in trade channel, and we saw order booking in the primary channel for current summer wedding season. Now, let me talk about the fourth quarter of fiscal 2023 performance. We are happy to share that the fourth quarter of fiscal 2023 recorded the highest ever fourth quarter revenue of 2,192 crores, a growth of 8% over 2,032 crore in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2022. This is the sixth consecutive quarter of record performance. The revenue growth was driven across all B2C and B2B businesses in domestic markets and garmenting business in export, as well as engineering business. I am delighted to share that we recorded highest ever quarterly EBITDA of 379 crores, with a healthy EBITDA margin of 17.3%, as compared to an EBITDA of 358 crores in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2022. All the businesses contributed in delivering the highest EBITDA in the quarter, with branded textile, branded apparel, and real estate leading the front. During the quarter, we generated free cash flows led by improved profitability and net working capital reduction, and further reduced net debt by 243 crores, leading to a lower net debt at 689 crores as on 31st of March 2023, as compared to 932 crores as on 31st December 2022. During the quarter, the company recorded certain exceptional items amounting to 93 crores, which included an expected credit loss of trade receivables and write-down of inventories in apparel amounting to 76.5 crores. This is mainly related to the provision on account of a large format store that faced operational issues and impacted the industry, including other businesses. Other exceptional item includes an expense related to offer for sale, reimbursement of stamp duty claim against property, plant, and equipment as per arbitration award in favor of company, and retrenchment compensation in engineering business of tools and hardware, almost amounting to 16.8 crores were written off. We reported a net profit of 194 crores for the quarter, as compared to 263 crore for the same quarter last year. However, we had considered a one-time deferred tax adjustment of 177 crore in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2022, and in this quarter, fourth quarter 2023, of 65 crore. So therefore, the adjusted PAT would have been 129 crore in the fourth quarter fiscal 2023, as compared to 86 crore in the fourth quarter 2022, an increase of 50% on a year-on-year basis. Now, let me also talk about the full year performance, which on a consolidated basis, the financial year 2023 has been an accomplishing year full of milestones, as Raymond delivered on a consolidated basis, highest ever revenue of 8,337 crore, reflecting an increase of 31% compared to previous year revenues of 6,348 crore. We also delivered the highest ever EBITDA of 1,322 crore, with a margin of 15.9%, which is a 50% increase compared to the previous year EBITDA of 881 crore, reflecting the EBITDA margin of last year of 13.9%. We also recorded highest ever net profit of 529 crore, doubling from 260 crore in the previous year. In the landmark year of delivering highest ever revenues, EBITDA and net profit, Raymond clocked a healthy double-digit top line growth of 31% during the year, led by a strong momentum and robust performance across all our businesses. With the record performance of fourth quarter 2023, Raymond has demonstrated a strong revenue and profitable performance for six consecutive quarters. As far as our B2C business of branded textile and branded apparel is concerned, we successfully leveraged the core strength of our brand, coupled with our wide distribution network across the country. Given the fact that FY 2023 had incremental wedding dates, we witnessed a strong demand for customers for our product, especially for wedding celebrations as well as festivities. In the export markets, adoption of China Plus One strategy and vendor consolidation adopted by global brands continue to drive the performance of a garmenting segment. The engineering segment performed well with resilient demand in the domestic market, while export orders were impacted due to significant challenges of global inflation, euro depreciation in the first half, and devaluation of currencies in certain geographies. Now, about the real estate performance, we performed very well during the year, along with significant milestones being delivered. The total value of the bookings for the three projects amounted to over 1,600 crore during the year. The first three towers in the Ten Hex Habitat project, our first project, were delivered 2 years ahead of RERA timeline. In the newly launched project, Ten Hex Era, 100 units were sold within 7 days of launch. Overall, with increased sales and cost optimization, the company has been able to report highest ever annual PAT of 529 crore in fiscal 2023. For the year fiscal 2023, the board of directors have recommended a dividend of 30% for the year. Now, let me discuss the segmental performance for the fourth quarter fiscal 2023. In terms of our branded textile segment, we reported a top line of 902 crores, a 2% growth over 886 crores in fourth quarter fiscal 2022, and EBITDA margin stood at 21.8% in the fourth quarter fiscal 23 as compared to 22.7% in fourth quarter 2022. The quarter witnessed contrasting trends as we witnessed moderate consumer sentiments impacting the secondary sales during the first half of the quarter. However, this was made good when eventually the sales picked up at a later stage of the quarter due to primary channel bookings for the current summer wedding season. Additionally, the quarter also saw an average transaction value grew by 27% as compared to Q4 of the previous year across our pan-India The Raymond Shop network. We continued our marketing initiatives, product innovations in suitings and shirting fabrics, including linen, and we focused on casualization to provide the requisite impetus to our sales. Thus, the segment reported a robust EBITDA margin of 21.8% led by enhanced operational efficiencies. Now, let me talk about the branded apparel. Branded apparel segment showed a healthy sales growth of by 19% to 332 crores as compared to 279 crores during fourth quarter of previous year. The top line growth was driven by incremental customer conversions, especially in EBOs and MBOs. In our portfolio of brands, the growth was led by ColorPlus, Park Avenue, and newly launched Ethnix by Raymond. The segment also witnessed incremental healthy EBITDA margins of 15.8% as compared to 11% in the previous year. Now, the margins improved due to higher sales and increased operational efficiencies as we closed some of the non-performing stores, reduced redundancies, and reduced discounted sales products. Now, coming to our retail network, we continue to further strengthen our retail footprint by opening 50 new stores during the quarter, led primarily by Ethnix by Raymond EBOs, along with new EBOs for Raymond Ready to Wear, Park Avenue, and Color Plus stores. The expansion was across metros, Tier 1 and to Tier 3 towns on pan-India basis. In line with the stated strategy of Ethnix store expansion, we opened 16 stores during the quarter, leading to a total of 61 stores of Ethnix by Raymond as on 31st of March 2023. The remaining 34 stores were opened for Raymond Ready to Wear, Park Avenue, Color Plus, and the Raymond Shop. Also, in line with our strategy for maintaining a healthy retail store portfolio, we have closed almost 42 non-performing stores. On a net basis, during the quarter, we added 8 stores, leading to a retail network of 1,409 stores as on 31st of March 2023, spread across 600 towns and cities in India. Amidst the backdrop of winter wedding season, we witnessed strong traction of large purchases by our customers, leading to significant improvement in average transaction value. And as mentioned earlier, the TRS network reported 27% growth in average transaction value as compared to previous year. Now let me talk about the garmenting segment, which reported a very strong growth of 44% to 305 crores compared to 213 crores in the previous year due to higher demand from our existing and newly acquired global customers. Given our strong capability in manufacturing fabrics as well as garments, increasingly we have acquired new customers on account of vendor consolidation along with China Plus One strategy adopted by leading global brands who prefer integrated suppliers to be their core partners. EBITDA margin for the quarter was 6.6% as compared to 3.4% in the previous year, mainly due to operating leverage and operational efficiency. In terms of high-value cotton shirting segment, which has reported a growth of 7% to 187 crores compared to 175 crores in the previous year, segment sales grew by 7% in Q4 23 versus previous year, led by demand for our cotton and linen fabric offerings by our B2B customers in the domestic market. The segment reported EBITDA margin of 10.4% for the quarter as compared to 8.6% in the previous year, mainly due to better realization and operational efficiencies. Now let me talk about the performance of the engineering business, which is consolidated under JK Files and Engineering Limited in the current year, current quarter on an aggregate basis. The sales grew by 7% to 219 crores in Q4 23 was compared to 205 crores. In the domestic market, the demand momentum was well maintained, especially in the passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, and industrial sectors, driving growth in ring gears, flex plates, and bearings categories along with files. In the export market, we witnessed growth in driven by ring gears category and well supported by other key categories in a globally inflationary environment. However, the EBITDA margin stood at 14.9% compared to 16.6% in the previous year, mainly due to devaluation of currencies in certain countries. Now let us talk about the real estate business. During this quarter, we launched our third project, 10X Era, in Thane in February 2023 and received an overwhelming response from the customers. We received about 100 bookings within 7 days of launch. This performance reaffirms our customer confidence and acceptance of our high-quality product, coupled with a fast-paced construction momentum in the ongoing projects. In our three projects in Thane, we received bookings for 300 units with a value of 473 crores during the quarter. Overall, 80% of the total units have been sold in the first project, 10X Habitat, as well as in the second project, The Address by GS, and 25% of recently launched units in the 10X ERA project. Coming to the operational and financial performance, the construction momentum in the two existing projects of 10X Habitat and Address by GS maintained well. The business delivered a strong sales performance of 289 crore along with an EBITDA margin of 24.3% for the quarter. Now let me talk about the detail project by project. Our first project, 10X Habitat, received 114 bookings in the current quarter with a booking value of 148 crores. In total, we have sold 2,451 units have been booked as on 31st of March 2023, which accounts for about 80% of the total inventory with a booking value of 2,550 crores. Our premium residential project, The Address by GS, which was launched in the third quarter of fiscal 2022, continued to receive good response from customers with 44 bookings in this quarter, and the total bookings made for this project amounts to 434 units, which is also about 80% of the total inventory with a booking value of 1,142 crores. In our new project 10X ERA, we received total of 141 bookings during the quarter for a total value of 204 crores. Overall, during the quarter, we received 300 bookings for a value of 473 crores. The total booking value for all the three projects for the full year FY23 has been close to over 1,600 crores for 938 booking units. Now, let me start about the project-wise construction details. In the 10X Habitat project, the tower-wise construction is as follows. As stated earlier, we have received occupational certificate for the first three towers, and from tower 4 to 8, the terrace slab has been completed, and tower 9, 25th slab completed, and tower 10, 24th slab has been completed. As far as the progress on the second project is concerned, The Address by GS for tower A, second floor slab has been completed, and tower B, still floor slab has been completed. In our new project 10X ERA, the excavation work is in progress. Now let me talk about the operating cost, working capital, as well as the cash flow. In terms of an operating cost for the quarter, our OPEX cost for the quarter was 562 crore as compared to 506 crore in the same quarter, resulting in the OPEX to sales ratio being slightly higher at 25.6% as compared to 24.9% in the same quarter last year. With a sustained focus to drive growth and build a strong brand equity for the future, we are investing in advertising, sales promotion, and retail expansion for future revenue growth potential. Accordingly, our advertising and sales promotion costs have increased to 45 crores in the fourth quarter compared to 32 crores in the fourth quarter of last year, resulting in ANSP cost to sales ratio being at 2.1% compared to 1.6% in the same quarter last year. Also, there has been an increase in the cost mainly on account of inflation, which has impacted wages and other incidental costs. On the working capital front, with our continued focus on efficient working capital management, during this quarter, we have been able to reduce the net working capital to 53 days, which is 2 days lower on a quarter-to-quarter basis from 55 days in December 2022. We have seen strong cash collections in place, which has been able to help the reduction in receivables. On an absolute terms, our net working capital is lower by 51 crores to 1,265 crores in March 23, vis-a-vis 1,316 crores in December 2022. Now, regarding cash flows, on the backdrop of strong profitability during the quarter, we generated significant free cash flows, which has been primarily used for debt reduction. Our gross debt stood at 2,100 crores as on 31st of March 2023, and we continue to maintain strong momentum in maintaining liquidity levels with cash and cash equivalents of 1400 crores as compared to 1090 crores as on 31st December 2022. The cash and cash equivalents are a combination of cash, bank balances and short-term investment. Overall, our net debt reduced by 243 crore and stood at 689 crore as on 31st March 2023 as compared to 932 crore as on 31st of December 2022. The interest cost in the quarter is 64 crore, which is higher by 7 crore on an year-on-year basis as compared to 57 crore in the same quarter last year. It is an increasing interest rate scenario. Our interest borrowing cost has increased to 8.9% in the fourth quarter as compared to 7.9% in the third quarter, and higher interest on lease liabilities on account of increase in the stores which are opened has been taken on rental basis, as well as the notional interest due on the deferred approval cost for the real estate project. Overall, our net debt to equity ratio, which has already at a comfortable level of 0.33x in December 2022, has further reduced to 0.23 in March 2023. Now, we spoke about the recent corporate initiative which the group took. We have undertaken the deleveraging initiative and sold our FMCG business to Godrej Consumer Products Limited. The consideration for the sale has been received by our associate company Raymond Consumer Care Limited on 8th May, and accordingly the transaction stands concluded, completed. The proceeds are being utilized to repay external debt of the Raymond Group. As we speak today, 600 crore NCDs have been issued by Raymond Limited to RCCL, and the proceeds from the same is being utilized for repayment of external bank debt. Now, let me talk about the outlook which we see in the marketplace for the first quarter. The current quarter started with moderate consumer sentiments in the month of April as the secondary sales were low. The K-curve recovery continues to play as the discretionary spend has been impacted for the low-income household, while there is an upsurge in consumption of high-income household. However, from the end of April and early May, we are witnessing an uptick in the consumer sentiment given the wedding season in the month of May and June. We expected the related demand to gain momentum in the coming days. From retail store network, strong focus exists on building retail excellence, and we are geared up to expand the store network mainly through asset-light franchisee model to open about 200 stores in the next 12 to 18 months. This will be driven by large store network expansion for Ethnix by Raymond to cater to fast-growing ethnic wear market. In the garmenting segment, export lever continue to be China plus one strategy, and the global retail industry is undergoing consolidation. We have a strong order book in place for the next couple of quarters. In terms of our raw material prices, we look at it that the wool and the polyviscose continues to remain stable. And over the last couple of years, the cotton prices have increased significantly. In the recent quarter, the price has stabilized but continued to remain at a higher level as compared to pre-pandemic level. Also, over the last few months, there has been increase in the price of linen flax seeds. However, now it is maintaining at higher levels. However, we have been able to largely pass the price increases to our customers with a time lag. As far as the engineering business is concerned, we are witnessing that the domestic retail demand in consuming sectors are healthy, and we expect the same to continue. However, in the export market, the inflationary trend continues to be in the economy of European countries and US, and currency devaluation of certain developing economies. We are closely working with our customers in accessing the demand and catering the requirement. From raw materials cost perspective, the steel prices have recently moderately softened after going through an inflationary trend for the last 2 years. However, we have the ability to pass on the same with the time lag. In the real estate market, we continue to see the growth momentum in the residential market. The construction activities are in full swing in both of our projects, and the construction activity has started in the recently launched 10X era as well. We expect to stay on course. Regarding the net working capital, over the last few years, we have been consistently optimizing the net working capital in terms of number of days, and we continue to maintain the same. From a cash flow perspective, there is a continued focus to generate significant free cash flows from the profitable growth of the business, and our asset life expansion model is very well in place. As far as the CapEx is concerned, from retail store expansion, as already stated, it will be a franchisee model. However, we will be opening some flagship stores at certain critical marquee locations. In the garmenting business, to address the increasing demand for our products, we are investing into line expansion and expanding capacity in growth categories in engineering business. Overall, including the above, the growth capex and maintenance capex of our plants, we expect to invest around 200 to 225 crores in fiscal 2024. Overall, the company expects to be on a profitable growth momentum. Now we'll be happy to take questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chetan from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, can you tell us what will be the drivers for the EBITDA margin expansion in branded apparels from 11% to 16%?
Sure. Will you want to give all your questions and then we answer, or how do you want us to do?
Okay, I will tell you my questions. Second is on how has the growth been in suitings vis-a-vis shirtings during the quarter? Can you also put some light on the order book growth for garmenting during this quarter? And lastly, can you tell us about the JDS status of the Mumbai project?
Garmenting and fourth one was JDS. Okay. So, Sunil.
Yeah, okay. So, I'll take the questions. Okay, so first let me tell you that there's a question on the suiting versus shirting growth that you're talking about. Okay, so I think as you know that we have been investing heavily behind both the segments in terms of category development. Our tasks are two are slightly different between suiting and shirting. In suiting, since we are a very strong market leader, we'll develop the category. We are doing this at the premiumization end. In shirting, we believe we have a huge headroom to grow in terms of market share gains. So within the two segments, we have focused one on premiumization in suitings, and secondly, in case of shirting, we have focused on linen growth as well as the mass end of the market. So we have done these two strategies, and that is continuing to be the critical strategies going forward. We have seen very sharp gains in terms of volume growth in both these markets, which are much ahead of the market trends. And that is something I can tell you. Versus shirting versus suiting, the shirting growths are obviously much faster than the suiting growths, given that we have much higher headroom to grow.
Yeah, I think that is what about the suiting and the shirting growth. Now let me talk about the apparel, garmenting and the JTA project. As far as apparel margin, you see the focus has been very clearly, we have always spoken, there is an operating leverage play. And as you see that we have been able to increase almost 20% sales quarter on quarter, we have been able to get that operating leverage. Second, we have been consistently rationalizing some of the stores which has not been profitable. We have taken out those stores which has helped in improving the margin. Third thing, what has also happened is certain level of discounts, certain quantum of discounts which we were supposed to give in the marketplace, we have been able to manage the sales achievement of 332 crores by giving a lower sales, or the proportion of such discounted sales are lower. And I think that has a big support, and our whole philosophy going forward is how to control the discounts on that. That's the three major reasons in terms of getting. Third, fourth thing is obviously the casualization which we are doing consistently is helping us to get more and more full price sale. Now, as far as the garmenting, you see, we are very, very comfortable in terms of having the order book. It ranges between 3 to 5 months every time. It is not something which suddenly it goes to 8-9 months or suddenly it comes down to 2 months. We are maintaining that lead time of anything between 4 to 5 months, and we are exactly in that spot. So we are looking, so far as we speak today, comfortably August and September level of order booking. As far as JDA projects, we told you that we continuously are looking into this project. As and when we get the full approval in place, we will launch that project. And I think Sunil would like to add some of the points.
Yeah, there's one point which I also want to add to the point which Amit has already shared on the apparel margins. See, one of the big focus areas was also has to for us also has been improving retail excellence efficiencies within our current stores. So one thing which we have seen in this quarter is also a very, very sharp and handsome growth, of which is in like-to-like growth, or what you call a same sales store growth across all our brands in quarter four. So that has been a pretty strong growth also for us, driven by retail efficiencies.
Yeah, yeah, that answers all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Shreya J from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Shreyans from Swan. My first question is, sir, if I look at your cash flow statement, we're seeing some increase in inventory. So could you explain that? From 259, we're seeing about a 525 odd crore increase in inventory. Also, could you explain the bifurcation of this?
Yeah, I think broadly what happens is the inventory increase is primarily to cater to the market. As we continue more and more on through the EBO stores, you will see this inventory being made available with the new fashion, new trend. As we continue to open more and more ethnic stores, you will see those inventories being made available so that there is a wider choice available. And the sales pickup in any of the new stores which you open, it doesn't happen from today to tomorrow. It takes a maturity, anything between 6 to 12 months. So therefore, what we are trying to do is, as we have opened almost 60 stores in terms of in the last 6 odd months, we are putting the inventory in these stores, which is going to be sold over the next few months. And therefore, you have seen an inventory increase. And the other thing on the shirting side, also we have launched some of the new collections which are just going out into the market based on the season's requirement. That has also helped required to be increased of the inventory. And Sunil, you want to add something on the inventory?
Yeah, so I think one of the major pieces, see, we are very, very cautious about, build-up of inventory, and that is something, an area which we track very closely at our operating level. So I think the one of the biggest pieces you will see across that three levers for us is, one is the largest lever is what Amit talked about, the store expansion. Second, we are also doing casualization. So we are also trying to improve certain new, product ranges and launch them within our current stores as well. So I think these are two areas which will, play a role in terms of some inventory increases that you may see. But otherwise, we are very cautious in terms of tracking how the whole inventory movement happens across our stores.
Yeah, and just to supplement, we have also the real estate business, and we talked about the 10X ERA project, which we have just launched in the month of February. So you would see that the kind of approval expenses and such things we have been paid, I think almost 150 crore is on account of that also, which has been invested behind these inventory, which once you start selling and making little bit more construction on the percentage of completion method, you will start seeing reduction of the inventory and moving to the revenues, which is the nature of that business.
So if I want to sum whatever you said, so out of 525 odd crores of increase in inventory, 150 odd would be in the real estate business, and the balance would be in your apparel and your textile business. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, broadly, yes.
Okay. So my second question is on the ethnics. So could you just give us a broad sense on the numbers that you're doing, and where are we in terms of the profitability in that business?
Can you repeat? I couldn't get the question properly. Sorry.
My question is, where are we in the ethnics business? What kind of numbers are we doing? And where are we in terms of profitability?
So look, ethnic business has just started. We are opening the stores, making the advertisements, making the customers aware. So at this juncture, it is more in an, what should I say, incubation or just starting, taking off this business. So you would not really see the profitability at this juncture. However, we continue to make the higher gross margin north of 65% odd, we make the gross margin. And for me, that is the most important test, that are our products being accepted or not, which is being accepted and delivering us the gross margin. Post that, if you have the store and the support and the branding, advertisement, that comes on top of it.
Okay. My other question I had is, we're seeing an increase in investments from 65 crores to about 314, which is sitting in a non-current investment. So is this amount that we've received from GCPL that is sitting in your non-current investments?
No. So what happens is, you see, there is an investment in one of the associate companies which had eventually an investment into Raymond Consumer Care. Because the value has been identified of the Raymond Consumer Care, and therefore I have to consider in the books a write-up of that investment to the current market value. Previously, I think it was considered at a much lower level compared to the 2,825 crores. And that is one of the primary reasons for the increase in the investments.
Okay. And my last question is, sir, what kind of ROCs should we now look at going ahead, 2 to 3 years perspective?
Look, I would not like to give you a future guidance, but I can tell you what is my demonstrated performance. My operational ROC is in the range of 27-28%. And you know, look, the fundamental of the business is now, as a company, as the Raymond Group, we are sitting with a 1500 crore of liquidity available post the FMCG transaction, and which will enable us to drive growth both in the lifestyle business as well as in the real estate business. And we have very clearly outlined that how the lifestyle business is going to grow, how the real estate business is going to grow. Real estate, I have still 60 acres at Thane land which I can develop. And since my inventory is already sold to the tune of 80% in the first two projects, I need to launch some of the projects in order to take forward. And the margin is very clearly proven, is it in the range of 25%. Similarly, on the lifestyle side, if I look at it, there is a great opportunity for us to build upon through the distribution network expansion, which we talked about. There is a big plan for distribution expansion. Ethnics, which, you know, we control the wedding space, so to speak. It would not be possible in the country that the wedding happens and the Raymond suit does not get cut. So similar is an opportunity for me in the ethnic to take a larger market share with our retail expansion. So I look at it, second is a shirting. Because we are introducing new price points, new ranges, we see a growth opportunity in the shirting. As well as the typical apparel brands, be the Park Avenue, Color Plus, Raymond Ready to Wear. So these all brands have their growth trajectory set out.
All right, sir. That helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyanka Trivedi from Antique Stock Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is on Ethnix business. So what would be the revenue of Ethnix for the quarter and for the year?
Yeah, okay. See, right now I would not give you exact number on the quarter, but I'll tell you the way we look at Ethnix stores. As Amit mentioned, we are in a very incubation stage in terms of Ethnix, and we have right now reached around 61 odd stores March end. And even as we talk, the numbers are ramping up every month very strongly. The bright benchmark for us to, and key KPIs really, to benchmark our Ethnix business would be that stores which, let's say, stabilize after 8 to 9 months, we have certain kind of benchmarks that we would like our stores to reach in 8 to 9 months, and certain benchmarks that we would like to reach our stores to reach in 12 to 15 months. How are they doing? And that I can tell you that what the kind of, you know, sales per square feet metric, the kind of conversion metric that we have set for ourselves, on those, the ethnic stores which are stabilizing, they are, I think, in a pretty healthy zone right now. We, at the same time, are doing investments in terms of advertising and as well as what we call as localized catchment marketing. And that, I think, is building up pretty well for us. So I think that is where I would, you know, say the way ethnic stores are ramping up right now. We are pretty satisfied with the trajectory of growth that we are seeing per square feet within the stores.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in terms of the total store additions of 200 that we are doing, how much of, I assume around 100 of them would be from ethnics. So balance would be, around 100 would be for the other apparel brands or?
Yeah.
Right?
So that's what the target is, to do another 100 odd stores for ethnics, and the rest would be split between three brands, which is Raymond Ready to Wear, Park Avenue and Color Plus.
Okay, got it. And so we highlighted that, you know, we have increased our ad spends and it contributed around 2.1% of the total sales for the year. So is are we looking to increase that number going ahead, or would it be more or less in that range itself?
Yeah, look, I think very clearly we have spelled out that we want to make sure that these brands are seen very properly, and that is why we would invest for the next 1, 2, 3 years behind this brand. And very clearly we would go out and spend on the normal spend anything between 60 to 70 crores more on a yearly basis behind this ad, in order to create a proper visibility so that we can demonstrate that these brands have a very strong salience and coming very strong revenue growth. And that is exactly the purpose behind these brands and the ad spend.
Okay, sir. And sir, in terms of the store rationalization for TRS that we did for this quarter, are there any further rationalization going to happen going ahead, or are we done with it?
Look, store rationalization is a continuous process. You know, I cannot say that it is done or it was not done, because what happens is we are very focused on two things. As Sunil rightly pointed out, that the KPI set for the stores is sales per square feet. We have a time frame that X store will deliver in this time, in this city, X rupees per square feet. If it is not delivering, we may give few months grace, and if it is not working out, we will have to take a hard call. We cannot continue to have this position that we drag. And that is why if you see that even in the last year, we did shut some of the stores. But we are very clear, the store expansions will be on a drive. It's a big part of our growth strategy, but something, if it doesn't work out, you have to take a hard call, and we are prepared to take a hard call.
Okay, got it, sir. And so my next question would be for the engineering businesses. So if I have to look at the auto numbers, the revenue has declined 6% on year-on-year basis. Any particular reason for that?
No, you see, basically what happens is in the auto sector, very simple, that the first half was completely impacted because of a depreciated currency in euro, because we have in the auto side almost 2/3 as export. And because, and it was significant in the, European market. And because of the currency which got impacted, partly it got offsetted because of the good demand in the domestic market. So that's the reason for the drop in the auto segment. But in the last two quarters, we are seeing a decent jump.
Okay, sir. So, and lastly, on our real estate business, so two questions on that. What would be the potential of our 10X Era project in terms of revenue as well as the cash flows? And the second would be that, you know, with the land parcel that we are having, how much of that would be transferred to the lifestyle business and how much of that would stay in the Raymond business? And that's it from me after this.
So let me first give you the answer for the second one. As I mentioned, 1500 crore is the liquidity which we would have available based on 31st March pro forma numbers of 2023. Now going forward, obviously all our businesses are significant cash flow generating, which will further add to the kitty, to the cash flows of the business. So what we are considering is that we would be net debt free business and have this 1500 crore appropriately allocated in some period of time to see that how each businesses would require the growth and the capital to make sure that they achieve the long range plan which has been prepared by each of the businesses. Harmon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. Please talk about 10X Era project.
Yeah, hi. The 10X Era, the revenue potential and the cash flow potential is about 1400 odd crores. So we've just begun and we've sold about 100 units. Whatever we had launched, about 25% of the inventory of the launch inventory has been sold. So we're expecting over the next 3.5-4 years, the execution period, we will, you know, realize about 1400 odd crores from there.
In terms of the cash flows, right?
Cash flow as well as revenue both.
No, the revenue will be 1400 crores. Obviously, the EBITDA will be the net free cash flow available for this, for future growth, would be in the range of 25% of that.
Okay, sir. Got it. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's it from me.
The next question is from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the performance. So just wanted to understand your branded apparel business. Could you help us with brand-wise performance in the quarter and the year?
Yeah, Sunil will take that question. Brand-wise apparel performance.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier in one of the calls, that in terms of our strategy, we have identified three power brands within branded apparel, and I'm keeping ethnics aside because that is another segment altogether that we have launched and it's an incubation stage. So the three power brands focus for us is Raymond Ready to Wear, Color Plus, and Park Avenue. And across all the three places, we have seen, we have started investing behind stores expansions. We are very clearly seeing trends which are positive across all three brands. So it is very difficult to actually, if you ask me, differentiate between that, is there any brand out of this which is a laggard or any brand which is outperforming. But clearly, we are seeing trends in terms of that Park Avenue, as we have started doing casualization, our share of casualization has started increasing, and that is driving a very healthy growth. In terms of Color Plus, what we see is that we have a very strong, loyal set of customers which repeat. In fact, it may be one of the best in the industry, the repeat and retention scores of our Color Plus consumers. That again continues to drive our very, very high bill values. And Raymond Ready to Wear, where again our journey has started on casualization, we are seeing that percentage also continues to grow. So between the three, I would say all the three power brands are doing pretty strong double-digit growth across.
Okay, so if I want to understand casual versus occasion and formal wear, then do you would you mean that formal and other portfolio is witnessing some sort of slowdown currently as compared to casual segment?
No, it is not. In fact, you know, if you see formal wear, an interesting part, if you see, I mean, in our shirting growth, which is a ready-to-stitch growth, although it's not branded apparel, we again continue to see good growth happening in formals. It is not that formal is slowing down versus casual. It is just that our presence in casual early was lower. So obviously our bases were lower in casual. Now as we started doing casualization journey, obviously the growth rates of that will be very different because the bases are small. So our saliency is shifting between formal and casual. Since the bases are so different, it doesn't mean that one is growing slow versus other. That would not be a right comment, I would say.
Okay, that helps. So second question is on EBITDA margins. Reported very healthy EBITDA margin, 15.8%. How should we see this margin on a sustainable basis and maybe in the next 2 to 3 years with higher sales, should we assume that the margins could only be better from here?
No, look, I think what we have got, this one quarter we got this 15.6. As I said, there was less of a discounted sale proportion. But going forward, you know, the markets of the apparel, especially in the three Park Avenue, Color Plus, as well as Raymond Ready to Wear, you will see the discounting, which is summer of season sale, and these all sales keep happening and you have to discount. Now, what I think is we are going to get a significant operating leverage as we continue to grow the stores, retail footprint, and with the support of the advertising and such things. So what I talked about earlier of 60-70 crores of an additional investment behind these advertising spend, if you take out that for the next 1 to 3 years, I think we are very comfortable to say that we should be getting more in the range of 14-15%. And post 2-3 years, we see very clearly a 15% EBITDA margin. I don't see a problem in delivering 15% EBITDA margin.
Okay. And what would be the revenue mix between EBO versus MBO?
So I think, look, EBO, we are expanding, but you see the uniqueness which Raymond Group has the reach which it has created over so many towns, and that MBOs, if you see to a smaller city which is a tier 5, even that MBO would keep a Park Avenue shirt. And I think that is going to be a healthy mix. But I would say we continue to open the EBOs, and we will see a growth in terms of EBO percentages. I will ask Sunil to give a specific.
In fact, you know, in Raymond, there's one unique piece that we have to keep in mind. As we are expanding our branded apparel strategy, one is very clearly, as we talked about, that we're going to open another 100 plus stores in, you know, branded apparel business, non-ethnics, right? So that itself is going to lead to an EBO expansion. Second part of our EBO mix would be driven by the fact that we want to, as we do this advertising spends, we would like our, you know, throughput per existing store itself to increase. So the EBO growth would be much, much faster than any other channel, driven by two facts. One will be new stores opening, which will have their own gestation period, but they will obviously continue to add footprint and hence increase salience. Second is, we believe that as advertising spends go up, as casualization happens, as we enter new segments, we'll drive much more throughput through our current stores. That's one part. The second part of our strategy, which actually, while they are not really EBOs, but the fact is we have 1,000 plus, you know, kind of Raymond stores with us now, which also sell apparels for us. So they are, to a mind, in that sense, a captive MBO or captive retail points for us, where there is no competition, but we sell our multi-brand retails also there. So they also would also benefit from apparel throughputs happening through advertising. Now, between these two channels, we expect them to, over a period of time, in fact, TRS is already, the Raymond stores are already pretty big for us. We expect over a period of time between these two stores, the EBO and the Raymond stores, to become roughly be around 2/3 of our overall business.
No, that's helpful. So on branded textiles, what should be the growth strategy, and where do we see this branded textile segment growing? And we've done very good EBITDA margins this year. So now, are these margins sustainable?
Yeah, the margins are sustainable because we have been in this bracket of branded textile around the 20-21%, which we should continue to maintain. There is no doubt about it. One quarter here and there we don't talk, but in general these margins are something which is sustainable. And look, the branded textile has got two large components. One is a suiting and one is the shirting. We see a great opportunity for us in the shirting segment, and we believe that can drive a significant growth going forward. Sunil, you would like to add something?
Yeah. So, see, again, you know, I think one piece which we've been talking now recently in many of our calls is that the branded textile itself has two segments, and the roles and the opportunity in the two segments are very different. In fact, it is a fallacy for us to believe that, you know, the brand, the overall textile business is slowed down, because there are sub-segments which we need to see differently. We are a very strong market leader in suitings. There, our job is to develop this category and drive value growth in that category through a very through a premiumization route. And there you will expect a strong revenue growth. We will try to drive revenue growth there. In terms of shirting, we believe we have a huge headroom to grow in both the mass end of the market and maybe the premium linen end of the market. So there's a premium strategy there, there's a mass end of the strategy there. And their driving market share would mean that we'll get both volume as well as value growth. So you should see this opportunities two very diverse and different set of opportunities. And we believe shirting is a huge, huge headroom to grow.
So can we assume 15% odd growth in this segment driven by shirting business?
You know, I wish it was so easy to give such a firm number of percentage in businesses. But, you know, I would say a range would be this thing. What we are aspiring for, we are aspiring for a high single-digit growth in terms of suiting business driven by premiumization. And we'd like to drive, again, maybe a double-digit growth in terms of shirting in that range going forward, you know. So I think these ranges are more important rather than getting locked into one number.
That's helpful. Last question on garmenting and high-value shirting segment. On your current capacities, what would be the optimal revenue that we can do?
If you look at on the garmenting, we are utilizing our capacities to the tune of 87% to 90% month to month, depending upon the product. Maybe jacket is more complicated compared to a shirt. So basically we are at 87% to 90%, and therefore we are considering this expansion of building additional lines over the 12 to 18 months. We are putting almost 30% increase in the capacity in the next 18 months. And as far as high value cotton shirting is concerned, all there also we are utilizing the capacity. But in the high value cotton shirting segment, we have the opportunity that you can buy the gray fabric from the market, and we are known for finishing the high quality finishing of the fabrics, which we will continue to expand. And as the market grows and we participate in the growth of the market, we should be able to increase that segment as well.
Okay, thank you so much. Sir, one on garmenting, you are adding capacities in India or in Ethiopia?
Between the two places, both the places.
Both the places. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chaitanya Rao, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations for the great set of numbers and exceptional FY 2023. Actually, all my questions are rather answered earlier. So just wanted to confirm where I have missed. Earlier, you had stated that the 60 acres of land is available for further development. So is my inference correct that this is excluding the three projects which Raymond has already offered?
Yes, 60 acres is available after these three projects. Yes, that's correct.
And is it possible for you to say at present that what have you all thought about doing of this 60 acres of land, or it is for further thing?
I think as and when we have the announcement of the projects, you can consider that as that point of time we announce that project, because it is premature for me to say what I going to do. But we are going to develop. You have seen the success, the way we have delivered, demonstrated our capability in terms of the construction pace, sales velocity. We feel very confident that we continue to have a decent market share in the Thane micro market, and obviously we want to give the best quality of living to the people who want to buy in our project.
So the 60 acres of land will also be considered for the realty space only?
Yes, for real estate business. Yes, yes, yes. It will be in the Raymond Limited.
Okay, okay, got it. And next, I wanted to confirm that regarding the 15 crore cash you were stating from the sales proceeds of the GCPL listing. Am I right that you have not yet confirmed that actually what you will be using and how you will go about this 15 crore this thing cash?
Yeah, so we will allocate. Basically, it is based on the certain debt and the certain cash which is there in respective businesses. Based on that, we will define that how we are going to utilize this money.
Okay, okay, got it, got it. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Agarwal for his closing comments.
Thank you very much for participating in the call, and looking forward for taking the discussions into the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.